The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this Thursday, 21st of March, 2013. And on today's program, there's a lot of people that understand a little bit about everything. But here on this network, what we try to do is to make it as easy as possible to understand the subject matter we're talking about in greater detail. You know, I've never been a big fan of shotgun scatter broadcasting, where you're talking about 15 different things in the short span of 5 minutes. That would preclude that your audience is up to speed with everything that you're rattling off, and you may not be. Or the information that you think that you have may either be incomplete or maybe it's totally wrong. Information itself has to be identified as to what camp it's coming out of, what their agenda is, and what the end game scenario is. So on today's program, I'm going to take a little bit of time with different topics here, some of which I've discussed on the broadcast before, but this is important, as I said, that we understand in greater detail. You know, the shotgun approach to broadcasting, folks, doesn't work. I guess in the shake-and-bake world we have today of prepackaged, pre-digested information, that's it's just so easy to sit around and watch the news, folks, and, well, you're up to speed on everything. Well, you're up to speed on everything the propagandists from their agenda-driven camp want you to know and understand. So I'm going to cover a couple of different areas today. One of them, this is my favorite. One of my favorites. And that's going after the children. You saw the Feinstein opus, I will call it, on the school shooting over in Connecticut. You know, here we have the gun grabber, 94 legislation went through, made absolutely no difference with anything. Gun crimes are dropping, but it's because more people are arming themselves. And I'm no fan of permission slips from your states for a concealed weapon. I'm more of a fan of the Vermont law that you can carry any damn thing that you want. Just be careful you don't use it in the commission of a felony, because the weight of the state will come down on your little scrawny neck. That's their position. But see, we're entering into the 21st century, and we all have to be reasonable about this. I mean, we just have to be reasonable, right? Sounds good. All the gun violence, all the chaos in the world. Well, and again, a disarmed populace, ladies and gentlemen, is ripe pickings for the tyrants, no matter where they come from our own White House, our own Congress, or offshore. We'll be back in three.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to cover a couple of different subject matter today. It's the, well, it's, I guess you could call it just the reform of America. And how is it being re-engineered? Well, we're well on our way in an Orwellian America. We have the UN firmly entrenched in every city, town, burg in this country with Agenda 21 being practiced in front of God and all his people without it really being identified as being such. You're hearing terms like sustainable growth, things of that nature. People don't know where that came from. Oh, it's just a term. They don't know where it came from. And they don't know enough to even care. Also, I want to play a small clip here from the waronkids.com, which goes a long way in this short, very short clip to explain what is going on in our public schools. Zero tolerance. Mothers against drunk driving. Sound like a reasonable plan? Well, you know, we need to get drunk drivers off the road. Well, I don't know about you folks, the zero tolerance, the end game scenario is that, with that, is no alcohol in your system at all. You've been noticing the drunk driving laws, oh, it was 0.10. Were you impaired? Yeah, probably. Could you still function? Yeah, probably. Is your judgment a little bit off? Yeah, probably is. But you see, that wasn't good enough. Now we go to point eight. Now they're considering point six. And I got to tell you something. I've met people in my life that can put alcohol away like you and I would put Doritos away and stand up and walk and talk normally and, for all intents and purposes, seem to function just fine. Alcohol does affect people, blood sugar levels, so on and so forth, different ways. But again, here it's the state preemptively stepping in, identifying a problem, and saying, you know what, you could present a danger. Not that you did. Now see, under common law principle, folks, if you were to drink a bottle of Four Roses whiskey and drive through your neighborhood 90 miles an hour sideways, wiping out school children going to school, yeah, I'd say that's a pretty bad thing. Did you commit a crime? Yeah, you're running over kids. Yeah, I would say that has some criminal element to it. But you see, it's the state taking up the cause for preemptive action to prevent something maybe from happening. See, under common law, if you don't do any damage to anybody, okay, there's no case. But now we have the administrative state stepping up in our grand democracy, our legislative democracy, mind you, that, well, we can just make the world safer by controlling everybody and everything. Now, excuse me if memory fails here, but I seem to remember that the intent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and what the role of the U.S. government was supposed to be, United States of America, by the way, folks, not United States corporatized version, was that they were to guarantee a Republican form of government. Do we have that now? Well, hell no. A little bit later on, when I have time here, we've already elected the new Syrian president. The old Syrian president isn't gone yet, Mr. Assad. But that doesn't really matter. He will be gone. Now, just a little tease here. Did they report on the news, folks, of how many people have actually been killed in Syria by these rebels trying to overthrow the government because Assad is such an evil guy? I just got done watching about 20 minutes of videos of these Syrian rebels, the most barbaric animals you'd ever want to see in your life. And who's been backing them? CIA, MI6, other various intelligence agencies like Mossad out of Israel, to flip another government. And these people are animals. Beheadings, children being told you've got to kill this prisoner, and having children behead people. You know, say what you would about the Muslim faith, before we got involved with actually setting up groups to overthrow and overturn governments, you didn't see this kind of atrocity, did you? In Iraq, we were told that, well, the children, the women, you know, they can't vote and they're going to wear these stupid things on their head. You know, where's women's rights? Oh, God. So you look at this, and that planned agenda on popping the Middle East inside out. By the way, did you miss Mr. Obama's visit to Israel? That should leave absolutely no doubt in your mind about the fate of Syria and Iran. The same trumped up, and it's been shot full of holes, that Iran is building nuclear weapons. No, they were building nuclear plants. You know, if that were the case, folks, you know, should we go in and invade France? Because they have a bunch of nuclear power plants with all that fissionable material, and, well, geez, doesn't that, if the French government gets hard up enough for cash, you know, could they be selling off some refined uranium to certain people on the planet for whatever use they want to use their product for? It just gets to be all absolutely insane. Iran has not built any nuclear weapons. Iran, for all intents and purposes, used to be a pretty peaceful country with Arabs and Jews and Christians
living side by side, not butchering and murdering each other, and all claiming that God's on their side. They lived in relative peace. The Jews have lived there for hundreds of years. There was no problems. So Mr. Obama was in Israel making the proclamation that, yeah, we're going to keep dumping more armaments and more money at you. Billions of dollars every year. Minimally $20 billion a year. Why, we have problems here at home, and they can't seem to come up with budgetary cuts. But you see, this is our friend in the Middle East. Israel is our friend. They represent democracy in the Middle East. And Obama, while he's continuing the butchering that was started by his predecessors, he's going to continue those programs. This Obongo Gongo chief is trying to get a peace accord between Israel and the Palestinians. By the way, Hezbollah, which has been funding the Syrian rebels, yeah, my eyeball. These, he declared today that this is a terrorist organization. And what does that tell you next? Hasn't Georgie Porgy, the predecessor, war on terror, hunt for Al-Qaeda. We're on the hunt. We're going to wipe out the terrorist. And that's coming down to anybody that disagrees with the United States government invading their lands. Oh, wait a minute. Let me amend that statement. That includes Americans that are decrying and pointing out that this legislative democracy is waging wars on countries illegally. But you know what? That's okay, because they've got that covered as well. You and I, according to Department of Homeland Security and various other agencies like the FBI, we're terrorists too. We're terrorists because we're sick of the chaos, we're sick of the poverty, we're sick of people not paying attention to the form of government that they swore an allegiance to when they walked into office. No. We are now terrorists in our own country, because we are calling for the legislative democracy to be shoved down the dark, dank hole from whence it came, and we want the Republican form of government complete with the law of the land called the Constitution. And I know that it's been perverted throughout the years. But the good thing about this is, folks, this isn't some nebulous little plan. This isn't some wide-eyed experiment at Mach 3, their hair on fire. No, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is pretty well thought out, and it worked for a number of years. So it's not like we have to reinvent and remake or remodel or reform anything before we become has-beens. We were never wannabes. We were once a great nation with sound money, honest money, people that paid attention to the Constitution. They used to be called statesmen. Now they're just cheap politicians up for sale to anybody for any reason and any amount of money. Doesn't matter. So take solace in the fact that you're a terrorist too, and you should wear that as a badge of honor. Because actually, I'd like to see all 300 and what is it now, 18 million Americans to all be terrorists in this country, all supporting the law of the land, not some cheap politician's better idea of how to screw you. Here is this short clip. Well, I ran out of time. Thank you, Dan. I'll play this clip on the other side. This is the social reengineering of our children's minds. And then just think about what I said about the shootings in Connecticut there, on why this was such a big deal. And my God, we got to get rid of these guns, because look at the damage that's been done to our children. Yeah, well, I have a lot of comment about that as well. We'll do more of this, ladies and gentlemen, on the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be back in 3.
time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart.
All right. This is, as I said, a clip from the waronkids.com. Jeez, oh, Pete. And it's the zero tolerance and where this is coming from. Ready, Dan? Thank you. By the way, this is posted in the video section if you'd like to review it or email it to one of your friends.
Zero Tolerance started off as something with related to the drug war. It actually started related to
this
the drug
Judith
war
Brown,
and this co-director need to make of the sure that guns
project.
Were not coming into schools. And our country started moving to clamp down on children. And there was this fear of children. And there were some sociologists that came up with the term super predators. And the super predator generation needed to be controlled. They needed to be treated like criminals before they actually became criminals. And so as a result of that, zero tolerance started off as weapons. It actually started off as firearms, then became weapons. So that meant the butter knife in school. Then after the butter knife, it became violence. And violence means varying things depending on the school district. After that, it became really discretionary, subjective things.
Twirling Tweety reflects Ashley Smith's love of the Looney Tune character, but that love got her into hot water at school when she brought a Tweety Bird keychain to class. Garrett Middle School in Cobb County has a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to chains.
You know, when I was a kid, they would send you to the principal if you did something wrong, and the principal would do something to you. Maybe make you stay after school, or maybe he'd suspend you for a couple of days. These days, it doesn't seem like principals have discretion anymore. They're just made to follow a formula. If you have a gun on campus, you're expelled for the rest of the year or for the rest of your life or something. And that makes sense if you actually have a gun on campus. But what they're calling weapons are things like a little cuticle remover on a keychain or a nail clipper or a little key fob that's in the shape of a gun. They're calling this a weapon. And because it's a weapon, you're expelled.
I mean, there's a story about a 10-year-old, I think, in Florida who...
This is Dr. Henry Giroux. He's professor of McMaster University. And he authored a book called Stealing Innocence, Corporate Culture's War on Children.
Around the zero-tolerance policies, stole $2 from one of his classmates. And he was charged with armed... He was charged with a felony. He was put in jail for 2 weeks. Eventually he was tried for, in addition, armed assault. I mean, this is like a 10-year-old, you know. And I think that when it comes to children's rights, you begin to get a sense of the utter institutional vengeance, the way in which a kind of hatred and vengeance towards youth has materialized in the most unfortunate ways. It's actually now legislated into laws designed to punish youth for infractions that are actually trivial.
Also, schools are referring students directly to the police. They're adding, you know, enforcement officers on their campuses who are intervening instead of principals and arresting kids and taking them away for often minor kinds of violations. What was once a minor pushing and shoving match, now it's an assault, possibly a felony assault. So just over and over and over, these layers are mounting up, and we're seeing far more students winding up in our juvenile justice systems. And plus, remember, if you're guilty of a felony in many states, you lose the right to vote. So on and on, these policies of harsh discipline are contributing not only to the incarceration of youth, but their removal from being active participants in our democracy. So our democratic values are really what are at stake here.
It wasn't bad grades or
democracy.
Bad behavior. But a bag of candy that landed this 8th grade honors student in some pretty hot water.
You heard right. Her 8-year-old son, Christopher, was suspended for playing with his chicken strip at lunch because the school says he was acting as if it was a gun and pretended to shoot a teacher.
I don't think a chicken strip is a reason to suspend a child.
A stick figure shooting a gun. New Jersey School says this violates a zero-tolerance policy on guns.
You see, the district now says Austin held the tiny G.I. Joe gun up to another student's head and threatened to shoot him. A couple of days later, Austin was suspended.
School officials say the 5th grader was brown bagging it and brought a piece of steak for her lunch. But she also brought a steak knife to cut it. That's when deputies were called.
School officials say that sniffing a magic mark or something like this could lead to negative drug behavior, and they say that's what led them to this suspension.
Well, we've handled hundreds of cases, and just some of our cases, which we, a child gargles scope after lunch, a 4th grader, and the child is suspended for several days for violating a zero-tolerance policy against drugs, and all it was scope. Midol? Girls having Midol in their purse, and students having Alka-Seltzer. A child draws a gun at school and just joking around, showing another student he's suspended from school. A young girl, very good student, passes a nail file across the aisle to another student who wants to clean her fingernails. She's thrown out of school for 1 year and 3 months. 4 boys on the playground are playing cops and robbers, kindergartners. They're thrown out of school for violating a zero-tolerance a weapons policy, and they're playing with their fingers. A young 4th grader, this is a case we had, who threatened to shoot a girl across the room with a spitwad, and he was suspended from school for violating zero-tolerance policy against weapons. A spitwad, but the interesting thing in that case is that that night the police actually came by and visited the family, and the police knocked on the door and said they were investigating the shooting.
A shooting, ladies and gentlemen, with a spitball.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now, are you beginning to understand, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes when I get so damned angry, people like to grouse and complain. And they will not lift a finger to change the circumstance. You've heard me on this broadcast urging people to go to their public schools. Find out the curriculum your children are being taught. Check out your school's policy. You'll find the zero tolerance. Hell, you'll trip over it when you walk through the front door of the school. But people will not engage. They will not go after their school districts. Of course, that's federal money that's coming in. We need that federal money. Really? Under the guidelines of the federal government, the students are getting dumber and dumber and dumber. And they're being controlled. They're being treated as criminals. And the thinking goes before they become criminals. And I just get so angry at people. That's a fat, dumb, lazy person's excuse that I don't want to engage. That's all that it is. And as you watch and sit there and watch your country burning down right in front of your very eyes, you still will not engage. You won't do it for yourself. You won't do it for your own children. Oh, well, some people do.
well, I'm going to get my kid out of that nasty environment, and I'm going to homeschool him. Well, that's, you know, I'm glad. That's a great bonding experience for a family, children and parents. That's a good thing. The bad thing is, for all those people that don't have the ability to take their kids out of school and homeschool them, how many more corporate worldview children are they cookie-cuttering? And it goes on. It continues day after day, week after week, month after month. And you claim to love your country, but you won't lift a finger to help your neighbor. This is, to me, this is just simply maddening. And I sometimes wonder if it's worth resisting when people that know what's going on will not lift a finger. But they'll be the first one to complain. Oh, look how bad things are. Okay, well, describe to me, individual, what you've done to counter it. Well, it's just too big. Or I don't have the time. Or I am becoming less and less tolerant of the bellyachers that are doing nothing. And I mean nothing. You know, this is why I would get with Peter Neese. I mean, you've heard me a few times with Peter Neese, and I would say, you know, that's great that an individual can protect himself from the government paper throwers, okay? That you can modify your citizenship status or whatever, and that is good. I'm not knocking it. But this idea that it seems the more narcissistic with a very narrow view, well, I got mine and I'm going to protect mine and the hell with everybody else. Well, with that kind of attitude, guess what? The global elite win. Because you've been fractured. You've removed yourself from the fight. And if you only have love for yourself, go screw yourself. If you have love for your country and for the future of your country, you will engage and you will fight. Like I said, I have less and less tolerance for those that are not doing a damned thing. I don't want to continue in this vein because I'm going to be screaming at the top of my lungs in another 5 minutes. It's nuts. There's many people that are trying to do things, that are educating and informing their fellow Americans. And there's a lot of you people out there that are not doing a damn thing. I mean, just, you know, it's great that you're educating yourself, but what are you doing with that information? You've become an informational sponge or a brawny towel compared to the competition. See, it picks up more and it doesn't leak. Well, you absorb it all and it doesn't go anywhere. It's now become self-contained in the sponge in your mind, and it doesn't go anywhere else. Bill in Elgin, Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
I work with a gentleman that's in the past, this is like only a year ago, was having some trouble with his kids with Austin Independent School District. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, you know, oh, he was telling me about how, oh, it's their policy this, it's their policy this. And I go, here's what you say. Policy is not law. What does the law actually say? And that helped him out in a couple of situations. And then his younger boy, and I helped my sister raise her kids after her husband died, so I know how boys can get rambunctious.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being rambunctious and getting in trouble in school where they just paddled you. But anyway, and somebody there at the school had recommended, well, you need to put this kid on medications.
Oh, God.
So I said, here's what you do. You get the person's full name, and you go to the principal, and you say, okay, if this person ever mentions this again, you're going to file charges for this person practicing medicine without a license. They stopped real quick on that one.
Well,
because here they are telling you you need to be medicated. Well, they're not a medical doctor.
No, they're not. And, of course, the schools and the state gets a kickback for all the little kids that we get on the drugs, the antidepressants and everything else. And we've seen enough of the studies on the SSRIs that is devastating to a developing child's mind. I mean, they become suicidal. They become psychotic. They become uncontrollable. And what will the doctors do? Not suspect that the SSRIs are the cause of the problem. We'll just give you a cocktail, or we'll give you something else to counter the negative effects of that drug, or we'll just try different drugs. And when you and I were growing up, Bill, we didn't have this. If there was something wrong with our head, chances are we had a headache. If there was something wrong with our behavior, you're right, we went down to the principal's office. Or if a school teacher was concerned enough, you might even get a visit at the house from a school teacher, out of concern for your children, but out of also the concern of the class and your kid's future, the ability to learn and roll in a bunch of other stuff there. But now it's been put on automatic pilot. And to me, I've got zero tolerance now for those that just want to bellyache about this indoctrination centers we call public school system, and they're not doing a damn thing about it.
I know. I mean, it didn't happen to me a lot, but, you know, we only had one teacher that was crazy about paddling. But other than that, you know, you did something wrong, bad, you got paddled, not badly. But, you know, and the other thing was, well, we'll send you to Juvie Hall. Well, that put the fear of God in you when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there has been a decay, and I can see how they can come up with a logical argument. Inner city schools, my God, they're like little war zones. Why? Well, trace it back. What's the family like? Where's the father? What's the mother doing? Is she a welfare mama that her only concern is spitting out more babies and not really raising children? It's hard to be a single parent, especially in rough societal condition. But here we now have, rather than correcting and corralling the problem and letting the system continue on the way it used to, we've got to make all these draconian changes because of these exceptions. Sounds reasonable and logical, doesn't it? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, I went to school in Los Angeles. You know, you could understand how bad that was, but, you know, it still wasn't what I would call ridiculous.
It's the social engineers. I mean, and the communist bill spelled this out, that the public, there needs to be a public school system in America, and that is going to be used for a transmission belt for propaganda and control. It is right there. Right there staring us in the face. It's being implemented, and it has been for a number of years across this country. And yet, the public sits there, zombieized, and will not lift a finger, and will not challenge these people as you did. They won't collectively get together and march into the school and go, you know what, this UN Agenda 21 stuff, you people are going to stop teaching that. Or this zero tolerance stuff, you people are going to stop doing this. They will not do it. And by the way, Bill, I just love what you said about Austin Independent School District. Independent of what?
Well, I don't want to top the line too long, but I guess I was lucky because I graduated in 1970 high school. But when I graduated high school, I could run a mill, a lathe. This is what they taught me in school. How to fix your car, how to fix appliance, how to do electronics, and how to do woodwork.
And more importantly, Bill, how to think for yourself.
And they don't teach any of that anymore.
No, they
None
do.
Of it.
No, they do not. They teach you what to think, not how to think, so you can arrive, given a good amount of information, you can decide and make up your own mind. That is gone from the school system. They got little robo-creatures out there, and that's it. I mean, it's disgusting. And people are sitting back. I mean, these propaganda mills are churning out millions of little zombie-ized robots. And the public is just sitting there watching it happen. They know about it. They know what's going on in these schools, maybe not to great detail, but they know it's going on, and they will not do anything about it. I mean, it's...
I talk to kids, and they don't know anything now. Nothing.
No, they don't. They do not. And we're paying for this. My God in heaven, at the very least, you should get value for your dollar. If you as a parent have any value whatsoever, if you have any values, and you're paying for this stuff, at least you should demand the biggest bang for your buck. But that ain't happening either. People have been, I don't know, Bill, it's the most maddening thing I have seen. And when you take an issue that you can demonstrably show, this is what they are doing, you'll stick it right in front of their face and they'll just look at you and go, okay, all right, and do nothing.
Look, if you let them get away with it, they'll just try to get away with more.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. All this policy, as you said, it's policy. Show me the law. There is no law. We're making up our own law, and we're telling you, you've got to comply. And if you don't like that, and your child that, you know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, like you and I, if we were in a school, you know, you'd get run down to the principal's office. You might get suspended for a couple of days if you were really, really bad. But now they're jailing kids. Police are in every school across America. And these are the intercessors. These are now the enforcers of the state on children that are not even yet of legal age. And this is continuing. And people are not doing a damn thing about it. They will not get up off their dead butts to stop this. And it's a mill that's destroying many minds of many children in this country. Yet they sit idly by.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It is sad. I don't know what to say or do about it anymore. You know, I'm starting to wonder if what we are doing is going to come to any good result, because this is moving. All of this stuff is moving rapidly, and people just do not seem to want to look in the mirror and go, you know what? A grassroots movement starts with one. Look in that mirror. I am important. If I have to be the army of one to engage these people and fight, well, then that's what I'm going to have to do. But they will not do it. They sit there like little zombies waiting to, I guess, be eaten. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like I don't know, I can't think of the right phrase, but the parents are almost like, well, I can't do anything about it. Yeah, that's because you won't do anything about it.
That's exactly right. And they will not. They, you know, everybody's afraid, I guess, one time or another in their life of failure. So you launch your one-man campaign and you fail. Okay. Are you going to get up and do it again? Are you going to be smart enough to garner maybe some people who are a little bit brighter than you, and maybe present a little bit better? Sometimes it's just sheer numbers that will make these creatures crawl back under the rocks. But they won't do it. And I'm starting to wonder if it's even worth prompting them to try to get their freedom back, trying to get their country back, trying to have enough love for their fellow Americans to engage these creatures. Because extracting a child or two from that system, and, well, you as a family, you're okay now because you're safe and secure in the fact that at least they're not getting propagandized in the schools, but yet the mill keeps pumping them out.
I mean, if so many people pulled their kids out of school, then they would maybe change because they're not getting all the money.
Well, how about if we, instead of just tilting at windmills, why don't we get some coalitions together, march into Washington, D.C., and tell the United States government to get the hell out of education? I would start there.
Or start with the darn school boards.
At least, at the individual level, at least engage the school boards. But to get the national policies changed, to get the United States government out of their propaganda mill and their transmission belt, get the government. I'm sorry, don't we have educators in Texas that are smart enough to set up curriculums in schools to teach kids how to critically think, how to discern, how to come up with the answers given information?
I went to one school board meeting in Los Angeles for my sister. Because, you know, she worked late, so I went in her place. And it's like, well, why are you here? They were, like, amazed that I even showed up to confront the school board.
Yeah.
And I was the only one. I'm at work. I got to run.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. here's Bill that's at work, on a break, took the time to give us a call. Because why? He cares. He cares. I don't know. Maybe we need to come up with something we can bottle or package, the care package, that you consume or drink something and it automatically makes you want to care again. And times aren't rough yet, folks. They're getting rougher all the time. But you ain't seen nothing yet. And what are you going to do when you get finally pushed into that corner and you realize no amount of excuses or begging, there's no exit strategy, you are cornered? What are you going to do then? Are you going to be asking the people for help that have been engaged and you told them to go fly a kite, and now you want to be rescued? Don't ever ask me that. Oh, God. Starts with the children. Minds of mush. Or, I'm sorry, of clay in which to mold. Thank you, Mr. Rockefeller. I think we've been demonstrated the process so far. Now I want to get into something outside of the butchery mill we call the public fool system, and into some other things that have great societal implication. We'll be back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, as if you slip out of the grasp and they didn't totally pollute your mind and turn you against your parents and try to convince you that, you have rights under the UN Rights of the Children, if you happen to make it into adulthood, and then you've got a whole new brave world that you've got to confront. And this cancer keeps eating away at America. So, where did it come from? Why is it here? Why do you have the social engineers that are in politics coming up with new plans and policies and ideas that, when you look at them, you go, wait a minute, this is the antithesis of what America is. Where did these people come from? Did it just everybody just drink the wrong water one day and all wake up and say, well, we hate America, we hate what it stands for, and we've got a better idea? Gordon Long wrote a piece that was spot on. He says, as a young man, he said, I voraciously read George Orwell's 1984, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, Alan Toffler's trilogy, which included Future Shock, The Third Wave, and Power Shift. During the era of the Vietnam War, I wondered seriously about the future and how it was destined to unfold. Now, being considerably older, I have the vantage point to reflect back on my early ruminations and expectations. Unfortunately, I'm too old to alter the lessons that are now so painfully obvious. Instead, I pass the gauntlet to those who can understand and take action on what I have unavoidably come to expect for America. And he puts it as a framework of understanding in three different categories. First up, the Huxley approach, the manipulative, controlled through perceptions, images, and desires, control of fulfillment of our wants, and don't worry, the corporations are there to manage just that task. So in order to go from that over to the Orwellville, you got to have a transition phase. And it looks authoritarian. You've got central planning, regulations and rules, and government controls. Been there, done that. And we're in, not coming into, but we're into the third phase in Orwellville. One of repression, controlled through surveillance, fear, and ordered compliance, control of fulfillment of our needs. See, they, you know, the Huxley deal here just made you want to be a wanting, never fulfilled individual. And Wall Street and, well, to be more specific about this, Madison Avenue, are the dream weavers. They're the short little stories, sometimes called commercials, that paint a wonderful picture as to what you need to do to keep up with the Joneses and, well, to look beautiful forever and to wear the right thing, to be trendy and all of that crap. And then we have the corporations that used to be here providing those wants. But you see, that wasn't good enough for the corporations. Bottom line to corporations is we always have to expand and increase profits. And I was thinking about this today before coming into the studio. You ever wonder why, well, there's a new CEO of XYZ Corporation. Well, why did he get fired? Well, there was no growth. Corporations are based on growth. You don't provide growth, you have no job. But you probably have a pretty good parachute that you can bail with. And going from manufacturing, maybe you are CEO of a corporate chain of corporate food, and then you'll move into another area. Well, what is it? You'll be the CEO of a car company. The heck does that have to do with making cars? It doesn't matter to them. Top of the hour break, back on the other side, hour two.